We're going to spend the next few minutes talking movies. If the new Wonder Woman film is part of your plan for the weekend and you aren't wondering just where she came from, we will tell you in a few minutes. But first to India, where one of the great classics of the film industry there, Mother India, turns 60 this year. The heroine is a paragon of traditional virtues and maternal strength. Now, critics say Bollywood hasn't changed very much when it comes to depicting older women, and younger women are still too often props in the shadow of a male lead. But NPR's Julie McCarthy tells us about a recent crop of film that focuses exclusively on women and their desires.
The lighthearted Lipstick Under My Burqa follows the secret lives of four women. Lily, 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 John, 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 bina pooch, hai, hai. Ahana Kumra portrays a feisty beautician with irrepressible lust. Her character, a Hindu, has a sizzling affair with a young Muslim photographer, whom she cannot marry. And her overt sexual desires are splashed up on the screen with unusual raw humor.
Everybody's squirming in their places and going like, oh my God, like what are we watching, you know? And I think that's interesting to watch, because art should make you uncomfortable, or it should make you think.
The 60-something character, Auntie, devours pulp fiction loaded with soft porn. She's disgraced when her family discovers that she's been reading steamy passages over the phone to seduce a swimming instructor half her age. Actress Ratna Pathak plays Auntie and says a widow with a libido is a radical idea in Indian cinema.
People get a bit shocked by the idea of post-60 generation having a sexual drive at all, which is ridiculous.
Debate has swirled around Lipstick for this very reason. It reveals unexplored aspects of women's lives. The film premiered in Tokyo and not India. Director Alan Kriti Srivastav says India's censorship board refused to certify the film on the grounds it was, quote, lady-oriented.
That means that you have no idea about the fact that women and men have equal rights in this country. It makes me feel like they don't want women to tell their stories. They want women to keep quiet and shut up. I think patriarchy is alive and kicking, and its roots are really deep.
Srivastav successfully contested the ban, but the board has yet to certify the movie. She says multidimensional roles that project women as complex characters are virtually absent from mainstream Bollywood, which she says persists in portraying women as objects.
These item songs with these double meaning lyrics, and the camera is randomly going up and down a woman's body. It's producers, it's actors, it's directors. Everybody's complicit, actually, in the creation of this kind of culture. And the excuse is always, it sells.
Director Aparna Sen predicts that her film, Sonata, won't make money, but break even.
What kind of people are we?
Totally decadent, but happy.
Her small budget English language production challenges conventional norms of family and friendship. The ensemble of three single childless women in middle age appeals to a small urban elite, but perhaps not mainstream audiences. Director Sen says India has a bias against being single.
If you're single by choice, they think that something's wrong with you. You're flawed in some way. Just the depiction of single women having a blast, having wine, you know, expressing their anxieties and their loneliness. Female bonding on cinema is very rare. Very, very rare.
Four men were the producers of Sonata.
Isn't that wonderful? Four men who supported women, supported middle-aged women. Four young men, by the way.
Sheila Sehgal, a Delhi University literature professor, was among a handful in the theater one recent Friday morning who came to watch Sonata.
Did it appeal to you?
Absolutely. It's this stark reality of Indian women. They're not the younger generation, nor do they feel completely grown old. It's that dilemma. We all will go through that phase. I don't know why they don't make such movies more.
Perhaps the film that pushes the theme of sexual choice farthest is Anarkali of Ara, It's a portrait of a singer who earns a living performing suggestive songs before an all-male audience in small-town India. She's molested by a prominent figure in town, but exacts revenge, shaming him in public during a performance. Swara Bhaskar stars as a Narkali and says mainstream Bollywood wouldn't risk offending middle-class morality with such a character.
A Narkali is promiscuous. She's unapologetic about it. She's a threatening person. She's a little, you know, she's a bit mad. And she wins in the end. And she wins by her own means. No man comes and helps her.
Sexual violence against women burst out into the open in India after horrific high-profile incidents like the fatal gang rape of a young woman in New Delhi in 2012. But the film Anarkali is meant to send a powerful message that no matter how seductive a woman may be or what profession she's in, she still has the right to say no to sexual advances. Bhaskar says without her consent...
It doesn't matter if she was dancing naked on the stage. You still cannot touch her without her consent.
Small films are carving out new roles for women in the cinema. It may be a while, though, before India's mass culture addicted to happy ending love stories and fantasy adventures is ready to accept this path-breaking entertainment. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.